will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Rob Artigo here once again, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm an entrepreneur in California. It's great to be with you again, Ray, for another great podcast.
Well, I look forward to this one, especially, Rob.
I think the first time I ever really heard the stat about the odds of a succeeding as a business, you know, when a business launches, there's odds to whether or not you're going to succeed. I think when I was younger, the first stat I ever heard was the extremely low rate of success for restaurants. It's like 20% chance of success. Now, and I know that we've talked about the low odds of success in the tech world here on this podcast, but I thought about this Tough Things First podcast. Let's get into the reasons why businesses fail. You know, maybe we can hear some cautionary tales out there. Sound good?
You bet. So, you know, when we look at a failure rate of startups, as we call them, they're, you know, 9 out of 10. In other words, 9 startups fail out of 10. That's a 10% success rate. And so what we're going to talk about today is why does that happen? Why such a high failure rate? Well, number one is most people who go into business don't have any idea what it takes to run a business. You know, just because you have a college degree or maybe a good trade knowledge of a particular subject or product doesn't mean you're going to succeed. You have to know how to run a business. And, you know, I always recommend there are 3 courses, whether you're going to be a college grad or whether you're going to be a self-employed, you know, trades type person. There are 3 classes you can take, and they're available at almost every school, junior college or university or online. And these 3 courses are, number one is accounting, basic accounting. Number 2 is business law, which is teaches you how to deal with contracts and other business legal business problems. Number 3 is financial and managerial accounting, which it helps you understand and read balance sheets and income statements, because that's, you know, extremely important to know how to read a balance sheet, income statement. Some people don't even know what those are. Even income statement is, of course, you know, how your expenses are relative to your income that you're getting, and your balance sheet talks about your assets and liabilities. And then lastly is economics. That's a course that most people kind of roll their eyeballs back and say, who cares about economics? Well, understanding economics helps you understand just how markets flow. In other words, how business cycles go, whether it's you're in an up cycle or a down cycle. You know, why does the Feds raise interest rates and then lower them at other times? Economics is extremely important. So just to reiterate, it's accounting, business law, financial and managerial accounting, which is reading balance sheets, income statements. And the last one is economics. They just don't know how to incorporate these subjects in running their company. And so it's just like somebody who wants to be a dentist but doesn't go to dental school. You know, I mean, you wouldn't want somebody, you know, working on your mouth that if they hadn't had the training and the experience to do so. So just because you're a good welder or a good hairdresser or a good retail clerk doesn't mean you can run your business successfully. Again, the reason businesses fail is they just don't know how to run a business. They haven't had no experience in those particular areas. Now, if you're an employee, you don't have to know that. But if you want to be the big kahuna or the chief or the boss or the president, you need to know these things. So that's the primary reason these businesses fail, is because they don't know how to run a business. Just because you're good at hairdressing, or you're good at welding, or whatever is the business you want to get into, or even you're good at designing semiconductors, doesn't mean that you're good at running the company. One of the main reasons is just the lack of knowledge in the four basic subjects.
And let's underscore that for a second there. The fact that you mentioned hairdressing, and let's use that as an example, is you get your hairdresser's degree. There's a state license in California you get. It's cosmetology. And let's say you're really good at it, and you've been working the business for a while, and you've saved up money, put money in your pocket, and you've decided that, okay, so I've got enough money to buy a hairdressing company or a business, let's say a small business operator is selling her hairdressing business that includes all her clientele, and you go over and you buy it, but you have no business experience. And I think that's important to underscore, is that even if you yourself has the capital to buy a business, it doesn't mean you should, because you have to evaluate whether or not you can actually operate that business.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned, if you, just because you're a good circuit designer doesn't mean you're going to make a successful president of a semiconductor company. So as I mentioned, there's the subjects that I talked about. Then the second one is you have to be able to get along with people. 75% of the people that leave their business or their job and go to another company is because they didn't like their boss. 75%. That's the main reason people quit. So you have to be able to get along with people. So you have to have that personality that is, you're a people person. That's servant leader that we talk about in Tough Things First. If you can't get people to follow you, then they're going to leave and go to another company. And of course, then you got the cost of retraining a new person. So that's the second one, is you need to be a people person. If you're not a people person, don't try to run a company. Because it takes people to run a company. Unless your company doesn't require people, that's different. But if you need to hire employees to help you run your business, then you have to be a people person. And if you want to find out if you're a people person, ask your friends, ask your spouse, ask your parents, your family. And they'll be more than happy to tell you whether or not you are a people person. The second one is that a lot of companies fail because the people that can't work together. In other words, there's no teamwork. There's no team effort to strengthen the company. That's the other important one, is just not being able to get along with people as you would, or get them to follow you. Number three is that you don't have the resources, the financial, wherewithal to do it. It's like buying a car you can't afford, or buying a home you can't afford, or having a hobby you can't afford. Having a business you can't afford can also result in your failure. And so you need to have at least 3 to 6 months working capital, which is the money you need to keep you in business as you get the company started. So if you don't have 3 to 6 months worth of capital in your budget, then you're not going to make it. Because it takes 3 to 6 months on the inside, maybe longer on the outside, maybe a year, a year and a half. I've heard up to 5 years to have the working capital or have the resources to be able to keep your company viable. So, you have to have that staying power, that runway, as they call it, to stay in business. So those are the three most important ingredients. Number one, the knowledge of how to run a business. Number two, you're a good people person. And number three, you have the financial resources to have, or the runway necessary to launch your business.
Well, even a lot of small businesses have layers of management. You have tiers of management. You have secondary managers and people managing the mail room, for example, or I don't know if it's a mail room, but more or less the shipping and receiving area. You might have two employees out there and one of them's a manager, because they've got to be the most skilled and most knowledgeable person. But I suppose your team can fail if you have a management team there that is not knowledgeable and fails. So if your management team fails you, then chances are your business is also going to fail.
Well, picking the right team is what I'm talking about. That was the second one, people person. You got to have the right team. If your team is not working together, whether you're a sports team or whether you're a, you know, a business team, or even a family, you know, what do they say? 60% of all marriages end up in divorce because you're not a good team. You didn't work together. You may be a good person, but that doesn't mean you're a good people person. Your ability to compromise, to be able to work with people and understand what makes them tick, as you would, is important to keep your team together.
Have you found that a lot of businesses that are struggling or failing have sort of set aside the fact that eventually they're going to have to market the business or whatever their wares are, and they haven't really thought through that before they started to launch the business?
Certainly, you know, you want to be in the right market. I mean, you don't want to be making buggy whips if horses are going out of style. So I call that the buggy whip phenomena. Mm-hmm. So make sure that your market is growing, and so you're in a growing market, not in a descending market. Electric cars is a market that's growing. You know, I mean, if you go back 10 or 15 years and you talked about electric cars, everybody was poo-pooing them, saying, oh, that's a joke. You know, you can only go down the street, you know, and then you have to recharge the battery. But now almost every single, automobile company now is moving into electric vehicles. You know, you're going to find electric is the new hot area to get into. So hanging your star as your wagon to the star of an electric business is a good one, because that's a very growing business now. Or any business associated with, reducing carbon emissions or, you know, that sort of thing. Again, make sure the market you're going into is a growing market.
All right. So make sure you get the education according to your recommendations at the beginning there, can cover a lot of the areas that we see people failing, that they probably will learn about that and be aware of it and be ready to operate a business if they just do take those three classes you were talking about to be prepped.
Or at least read my book, Tough Things First, because I do cover all those various items and give you some sense of what you're going to need to run your business that I cover in the book, Tough Things First.
Yeah, that's not just a refresher course there. That is an essential reading tool for getting through the first part of becoming an entrepreneur. So it doesn't matter how old you are or young you are, you can benefit from the Tough Things First book. So for our listeners, please rate this podcast on your favorite platform. And as always, you can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. You can find all the social media links there. He also has blogs and links to information about the book, Tough Things First. Also pick up the Zen of Zen series. You can pick up Zen of Zen, Zen of Zen 2, and soon to be Zen of Zen 3.
Yep. And keep helping us be the number one podcast for business.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.